This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you, hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, when you go there the first time, you're going to find everything you need. You need a chest rig, they've got it. A belt, they've got it. And a holster, definitely they got it. Magazine carrier, they got it. And welcoming new sponsor, where'd it go? OperationParts.com.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is that's where you go and you take the Ford Escape like I have and you turn it into the Bentley. That's what you do with that rifle right there at OperationParts.com. Defensive gun use. That is a fairly dry, almost clinical phrase. But it has some very heavy connotations. There are many reasons to own a gun. But there are those of us who carry them as insurance against a violent attack. A lot of people don't really truly consider the reality of that kind of violence. And they confuse recreational or competitive shooting with the reality of an aggressive stranger suddenly closing into bad breath distance with intent to really hurt you or kill you. Force-on-force training can give you a taste of that. You can do a simulated ammunition, shoot or no-shoot scenarios with live actors and actual physical contact. And it's like an inoculation. It introduces your body and brain to a weakened version of a dangerous threat, trying to get you to develop and strengthen your natural ability to defend against the real thing of the wild. But even that has its limitations. Unlike a real encounter, range safety rules must still be followed, and neither instructors nor students would benefit from having to continue the course with an actual stab wound. So it's worthwhile to consider some of the very hard truths about the reality of violence and the holes in our skills and plans. Now, some of these things can be mitigated by training. Some fall into the suck it up buttercup territory, and we can only hope our best is good enough. Truth number one, you are not going to be on the range. Whether practicing on your own or getting professional instruction, our training still involves a range and range rules. In an actual encounter, you will be operating in a very different world. For starters, you likely won't see it coming. One of the reasons that I train with JT Albrecht is that JT exists in a world with no rules. And a lot of people watch the video that we shoot, and a lot of people pick out these little things like, sometimes I'm not wearing iPro. And in the real world, I'm not wearing iPro. I might be wearing sunglasses, but I'm not wearing iPro. And I'm not wearing it because it's iPro. I'm wearing it because they're cool. So, you know, I try to do what I do as realistically as I can. And I'm not coming anywhere near close. No, nowhere close. Many violent encounters include an interview process during which time you'll be probed to figure out if you're a good target. And then there's the knockout game, stuff like that, the non-telegraphed attack. There's no precipitation to it, it just happens. Your first clue is going to be the sucker punch to the head. If you're blindsided in such a manner, you can fully expect to be disoriented. Just because you aren't knocked out doesn't mean you won't have had your bell rung. And it might not be a fist that connects. It might be a bottle or a club or a brick or rocks. And head wounds bleed profusely, even when the injury itself isn't that serious. If you haven't bled like that before, it can be shocking. Since I shaved my head, you can presume I've bled like that before. It is shocking. Now, speaking of eyesight, you know, when we're talking about blood reaching your eyes and everything, speaking of eyesight, you're not going to have eye protection on unless you're wearing glasses. And those might be damaged or lost in the initial attack. I don't want to be in a fist fight with glasses on. Look at any video footage of an indoor shootout, and you may see what looks like gun smoke hanging in the air. And it's not. It's drywall or ceiling tile from bullet impacts waiting to drift into your unprotected eyes. Your own gun will contribute to this debris field. It's going to spit out hot gas and particles from ejection ports or cylinder gaps. It will also provide vision-impairing muzzle flash that you likely have never seen before unless you've engaged in a low-light, no-light training simulation. And you're not going to have hearing protection either. So congratulations on your new permanent hearing loss, especially if the shooting occurs indoors. If you know you're about to shoot somebody indoors, hold your breath and try to blow out. That's the best advice I can give you. That will even out the, you're trying to even the pressure in your head to what's about to come. If you don't do that, you're going to hear a bam and a ringing sound and then sort of a tapering off. And then you're not going to hear nothing for a little while. And we're assuming here that you're able to free up your weapon. Defensive gun use is predicated upon defensive gun access. So in the interest of safety, most ranges, indoor or outdoor, actually prohibit patrons from shooting from the draw. This is another reason I train with JT, because I do train from the draw. Truth number two, your body may betray you. Stress is going to be something that you're going to introduce really rapidly, and how you're going to react to that is almost, there's no way to fathom that unless it actually happens to you. You may do everything exactly right, or you may fumble your way into disaster, but the effects of stress and the rapid release of adrenaline can cause a variety of unexpected and very unhelpful physical and cognitive limitations. Tunnel vision. You don't want to lose your peripheral vision, but you may, because your brain is going to focus intently on the immediate threat and blood moves from your head to large muscle groups. You may lose what they call fine motor control, being unable to coordinate the small muscles needed to operate safeties and slide releases. That's like, you know, I'm carrying the Nighthawk around. As soon as I can get to the range, I will be practicing from the draw, coming up and taking the safety off as I'm bringing it up. Over and over and over and over again until it becomes second nature. You're going to have something called auditory exclusion, resulting in temporary loss of hearing or selective deafness in which only certain things can be heard. You may experience some memory loss, never being entirely certain of what was said or done during the attack. In practical terms, you may end up deaf and partly blind with clippers for hands and an inability to think straight. And that's without being injured. That's just from everything that's going on around you. This isn't a measure of toughness or calm under fire. It's a reflexive physiological reaction. We have no idea how that's going to happen. It's completely out of your control. And our brains may serve us up a different chemical cocktail each time. We're going to continue this when we get back because I haven't ever gone into this part where we have to plan to fail. You've got to overcome that. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is a treatment. It is a solvent. It is a CLP. It is a lubricant. All the things that it does well. It's going to take your weapon and toughen it up against the environment. This is the way to go to have something that is completely combat effective all the time. Check them out, froglube.com. Talking about doing a active, honest assessment of our skill set when it comes to wielding a gun in a defensive situation. Now, I will say this. Most of the time, people that we read about that did this are not trained. They are not trained. But the factors seem to stack in their favor time and time again. But let's get back to where we were now. We were talking about how there's really no sort of calm under fire and everything. And, you know, this is going to change from if you're involved in more than one gunfight. If you were John Wayne in the first one, that is no guarantee you're going to be John Wayne in the next one. So there's no guarantee on those future returns, like they would say in an investment house. Truth number three, you are not going to know the situation because, once again, you're not on a range. Your experience in competitive shooting is irrelevant. There will be no stage walkthrough. Unlike during your force-on-force training, you won't be subconsciously primed that something is guaranteed to happen. Despite our very best efforts, we all have these conditioned white moments. Violent criminals are predators. And like any predator in nature, they wait for opportunities to reap the maximum reward for minimal risk. Odds are good. Your encounter will occur because you let yourself get behind the curve, no matter how briefly. You may not know how many attackers you're really facing or where an armed partner is stationed if needed. Even if your attacker has friends in your proximity, you cannot say how many of them are threats. And a very legal distinction in the case of deadly force. In short, you might be able to estimate the size of the audience, but the size of the threat will be an unknown. Not every attack happens in a quiet walkway or deserted section of a park. Sometimes they happen in the middle of dozens of people unaware of what's happening to you, or merely unwilling to get involved. And bullets have a bad habit of retaining momentum after exiting an assailant. You won't know who, if anyone, might be at risk when you fire until you're about to pull the trigger. You're not going to be able to predict the behavior of anyone you're with at the time. Children may grab your arm in fear, interfering with your draw. One time I came home, and my 26-year-old youngest son was with me. I did not know it at the time, but we had left the door ajar. So I got there, and the door was ajar. The only problem was back then we lived in Crack Central. So I was afraid somebody had broken in. So I tried to tell my young son, stay here, please, and be quiet. So I drew my weapon, and I started going in room one. And I went into room one. I checked everything, checked all the corners, checked behind the door, checked the closet. I turn around. My young son is there. He's not saying anything, but he didn't stay where I told him to stay. So then I've got to expedite everything I'm doing. I didn't hear him behind me. That was sort of spooky, but you see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? A companion underestimating the seriousness of the situation may attempt to step between you and your assailant. So returning to our try drawing with gloves scenario, imagine you're surprised by two men armed with knives while you're walking your ADHD canine, while bundled up against winter weather, while standing on ice. List is, you know, life is full of endless variations. Don't get fixated on training scenarios, but rather learn to be flexible and make a quick assessment. Truth number four, you're going to need help. That's where something like a second call defense comes in. And somebody like Maloney understands that last truth better than most. So, surviving the violence of a defensive gun use doesn't just mean not dying. That part is actually a relatively brief struggle. But it can go on for weeks, if not years, as you deal with the injuries you may sustain, the cost of legally defending yourself against criminal charges, the reality of having to have blood and brains and bullet holes to clean up if the shooting occurred in your home, and the psychological trauma inflicted on yourself and any family members present at the time. Now, let me give you an example. I load my 9mm with Polycase Inceptor ARXs. These are going to dump and spin all of their energy when they hit. The wound channel is going to be horrific if I have to shoot somebody with one of those. This is going to cause a massive exsanguination. They're going to bleed out so bad. And it's going to be all over the place if it's a home invasion. And every time after that, even after Second Call Defense pays for to have my carpet cleaned, everything else, every time I go to that front door to get a new camera or something, I'm going to be reminded of that one incident. That will be with you for the rest of your time. When the cops show up, expect to be treated like a criminal. It may not work out that way. That'll be very pleasant to understand. But, you know, this is where somebody like them, this is why I keep saying these are the last ones to look at. So, the final hard truth to armed self-defense is that it happens every day. It happens about 6,000 times a day, up to 6,000 times a day. And it's going to happen to one of us, and it might be to you. It has been to me. I have had to draw my gun twice. Thankfully, I didn't have to shoot anybody. I don't know what would have happened if I had not had a gun. But I've had to do it twice, and I know what that feels like. And I didn't have a second call defense. I didn't know what to do at that time. I just put my gun back up and said, think it's time to get on with my day. But think about that. You need to do a very serious assessment of your skill set. We'll be right back.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It's a one-stop shop at tacticalholsters.com. And also new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Yours operational.
That was my bad right there. That was not my man Jason. That was me. That I did that. That's what that's the thrill and the defeat of live radio for you. OperationParts.com. That's where you go to take that AR-15 to another level. In the not too distant past, the mugger was the concealed carrier's threat model, the boogeyman we had in mind as we honed our shooting skills and researched the best defensive handgun. We envisioned a single person, perhaps two, if luck was truly against us that day, at very close range threatening us with a bludgeon, a knife, or a gun. The most likely motivation was robbery, and the attacker would have a vested interest in getting away with his hide intact. The need for a defensive firearm could be mitigated to a large degree by simply avoiding bad people in bad places doing bad things, and defensive use would most likely require only the display of the gun. That threat model has evolved, and we need to acknowledge that. In a case of quality versus quantity, the odds of facing any threat have dropped to the lowest level in decades, but danger may now come to us in larger numbers and with quite different motivations, because we now live in an area where flash mobs or rioters may assault random strangers, where the mentally deranged may go on a shooting spree at schools and at theaters, where the lone wolf terror attack may take place in malls or at a peaceful public gathering, where the coordinated team concept terrorist attack may take place like they do in Mumbai and public places all over town. So we now must contend with the possibility that our boogeyman may have the range advantage of a long gun, the intent to kill in large numbers rather than to simply rob, and a desire to die in the process. That evolution in risk needs to be met with an evolution in defensive strategy, and this must begin with a realistic and honest assessment of our carry and training choices. We may still only need to display our armed status to end an assault, or we may need to engage at greater distances than expected against more and more determined assailants. As a defender, the only aspect of the encounter under our control is what we're carrying. Now, should you be unfortunate enough to find yourself in such a deadly situation, reality is not going to care if you're armed, if you've armed yourself for little more than a stroll in Mayberry, or that you've tactically trained to retake Kandahar, and the rifle you let, you know, you left safely locked up at your home, you know. You will only have what you have, nothing more, nothing less, and your only choice will be to run what you brung. The closest thing I have to a pocket pistol is the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. However, I'm about to do a review. I talked about these pants the other day, the containment cargo pants. All pistols can be a pocket pistol with that. That's the way to go if you want to upgrade what you're carrying and you don't want to have to worry about a bigger holster or anything else. Every gun that I own AR-15s, 9mm, 45s. They're useful in their niches. I've got a 10mm being worked over right now. But at 50 yards with the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, I'm not very good. I don't know how good I am at 50 yards with the M&P Shield. I have found a way to casually conceal the bigger of my handguns. Now, on the other hand, you could like compromise and go with something like a Glock 19 or the SIG P320 carry. Then you're meeting both needs. Likewise, you know, I do carry a rifle with me when I'm going a long distance, and I do value the training I do with my rifles, and I do value the training I've taken with my rifles. But it's the same Glock or the same SIG or the same Nighthawk that is the focus of my training, because it's the gun I'm almost certain to have handy on the worst day of my life. If you think that a certain gun suits you the best, it doesn't matter what it is. If you have honed your skill with it and it's a high point, carry that high point. It's not a contest about who has the nicer gun. I like nice guns, and I, with what I do, it affords me the ability to have them. But whatever suits you best is what you should be looking for. Now, when you're working on your skills with handling this thing, try to avoid making the mistake of mistaking the motions for action, okay? Next time you're preparing to sign up for a tactical carbine class, ask yourself if you would actually have a rifle on your person if the statistically unlikely becoming the happening right now. Would you be better served by seeking additional training with the handgun you carry each day instead? You know, when I talked to Steve Fisher either carries something like an M&P Shield or a Nighthawk. He does carry a 1911 sometimes. But his plan is to get close to one of these guys and pop one of them and take their stuff. Steve is trained with enough stuff to where he can pick up pretty much anything that's out there and put it into motion. Now, could you defend yourself against a stranger firing a .22 rifle from across a department store? Does the gun that you have, is it of a caliber adequate for the task? Are you adequately skilled with that gun? Is your magazine capacity large enough to defend yourself against multiple attackers? So step one of winning a gunfight may be to have a gun, but step two should be have the right gun right there and the training to use it effectively. And once again, this is where you get in there and you start making these self-assessment calls. It's a good thing to do. It's a constant thing you have to do. I mean, as we're getting, you know, I'm getting older, so like I have a gun with a red dot on it. Now I have the Agency Arms Glock 17 has a red dot on it. And the other day when I went out of town, that was the gun I carried because that is a gun that I can put into play anywhere under any condition. So, but in other circumstances, I carry other things from time to time. And it's not so much about what's trendy. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going for capacity first. And then something like this. I ran one of these for 7 years. I mean, I trained with the 1911 more than anything else. This is the most familiar platform for me. Running one of these is second nature for me. So that's why I'm carrying this now. We'll be right back. One more time, I'm going to give it back to Genesis Communications. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. In all facets that they intend to do it. Check it out, froglube.com. One thing I want to point out again, gunwinner.com is sponsoring a gunwinner and, gosh, who else? Let's look at that real good. Let's look at that real good before we give this all up. Nighthawk is giving away a Predator 2 giveaway. There's 53 days left in this contest to sign up to it. This is sponsored by Nighthawk Custom, On Target Magazine, Gunwinner.com, and Gat Daily. At the bottom of the podcast is a link for you to go and sign up to win this gun. And please take the time to do that. It'll help me, and you might win a 1911 pistol, the likes of which you're not going to find anywhere else. I mean, the Predator 2 is nice, and it's a perfect carry gun. And for those of you that are 1911 aficionados, they don't get any better than Nighthawk Custom. So look for that at the bottom of each podcast. If you're downloading the podcast, it'll be in the description. Yes, 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 yes. Now, back to this WikiLeaks, this huge intelligence dump they did, which, you know, it was basically a giveaway of the entire hacking capacity of the CIA. It's a bad loss of face for the CIA and a sign of something wrong over there. Bad security technology surpassed spy penetration over dissemination of secrets, to guess a few, if not all. The absurd explanation from Chief WikiLeaker Julian Assange is that some sensitive soul inside the CIA wants to start a conversation about the top intelligence agency's excessive power. That's the stupidest lie I've heard since Bill didn't inhale and Barack Obama said you could keep your health care plan. A WikiLeak of this sort is not only rare and specialized. I mean, really, truly, how often do you see CIA secrets splattered all over the internet? It might have been the work of the Russian cyber spies, given that the only Russians are likely to have such capacity, as well as potential human penetrations on the inside. And if so, it means a Russian power game is now in play, with just the right timing to support it. But consider the source of the WikiLeaks again, Julian Assange, someone who has repeatedly been accused of being a Russian agent based on the fact of his leaks, always accurate, consistently supporting Russian objectives. He never leaks Russian secrets, just ours, and those of our allies, generally to serve Russian aims. Prime example was in the Olympic doping scandals. After the Russians saw their athletes humiliated and their medals stripped, a big batch of WikiLeaks were released from assorted nations, including the U.S., to demonstrate that everybody does it, and Russia was no different. There were similar machinations around FIFA and its soccer sponsorships. So far from being Assange's sensitive soul, it's more likely a Russian strike back for all the garbage that the CIA hurled at it. At Trump, insinuating through leaks that Trump is colluding with the Russians. The events of recent weeks around this theme have resulted in political casualties for Trump and ended Russia's high hopes for a reapproachment in relations. Trump lost his Russia-friendly national security advisor and now has a replacement who's hostile to Russia and thinks we can win the ISIS war without them. Russia also found themselves in the middle of a CIA congressional Democrat bid to unseat Attorney General Jeff Sessions, where the Russians ended up the punching bag in the middle. The new narrative to emerge from that is that no one should dare talk to the Russians, even though everybody talks to the Russians, including the Democrats, for fear of getting cooties or something, or becoming it's just too dangerous. Russian envoy, who had just been doing his job meeting Sessions at the sidelines of a conference, was demonized. The Russians reacted very badly to that, since it impedes even their legitimate work and isolates them at a time when they're trying to find a way to be friends. If the Russians were sure that the CIA had been using them to undermine Trump, it's possible they decided to teach them a lesson by releasing a huge trove of files showing that they know all about the CIA's hacking operations. It makes sense because one of the chief revelations of the file dump was that the CIA could disguise its own fingerprints as Russian ones, making any hack job appear to be something the Russians did. If the file dump can convince the U.S. public of that, the Russians can dissipate all the heat that they have been taking about hacking by being able to claim that the CIA was likely behind the effort to undermine Trump, pinning its deed on the Russians. The timing would support that. And once again, everybody does it. The bad thing is that it creates a breach of trust between Trump and the CIA and may make the president unwilling to use the agency to find out via spying what the Russians may be up to. That could effectively leave the CIA hamstrung and Trump without a spy agency. But it also humiliates the CIA as an agency so incompetent it can't even keep its own cyber secrets and raise questions about its value to its top consumer, who is also President Trump. Trump has gotten word out the government needs to be cut down and the agency needs to be cleaned out. Cutting too far, not using the agency, would easily amount to a victory for Russia. What it shows is that the deep state's war against Trump is an open opportunity for the Russians to exploit the existing fissures of distrust. The distrust between Trump and his spy agency into full-blown disarmament. And it does so to advance their own national interests, just as the CIA ultimately hurts itself by playing leak games against Trump in Washington. Maybe if the CIA would start behaving itself and drop the phony leaks campaign about Trump being in bed with the Russians, there would be nothing to exploit from Moscow. This is what it boils down to. The election was an indicator that the people of America were looking for government by the people. And this was not supposed to happen. We were supposed to listen to the TV. We were supposed to listen to the polls. When the polls said Hillary was going to win, we weren't supposed to go to the polls. And inexplicably, this time, you stopped listening to the polls. You stopped watching the magic box. You went and you voted. You pulled your lever. You did it. Trump is president. Powers that be are not used to being repudiated this way. They're not used to having this shoved back in their face. So everybody's come out with their stuff. Now, like I said with Sean, this is a clear victory for our choice simply because this means that they have to make something up to try to take him down. And this is a guy that is not going to quit. He's not going to resign. He's not going to do anything wrong. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't ever have to work another day. Nobody in his family, his grandchildren, don't have to work another day in their lives. He doesn't need the money. So this is a guy that came in exactly as I thought he would. He was beholden to nobody. And that's a problem. That was a problem. So they're trying to make this nonsense up. And, hey, it isn't working. And now their method is out in the open. And there's going to be more of their stuff dumped. And we're going to learn more and more and more about them. They are hamstrung. They're going to have to figure out a way that Trump and the CIA is going to have to figure out a way to get along. They're going to have to bury that hatchet because there's still work to be done. The deep state's got to go, but they still have work to do. Back here tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.